Welcome to the Reconnect podcast. We are so excited to have you here.
In this podcast, we are discussing all topics around Tantra, conscious relationship, and sacred sexuality.
We believe every couple is meant to enjoy an amazing sex life, constantly deepening the loving connection, lighthearted playfulness, and passionate ecstasy between each other.
We are Melly and Damien Prem, a married couple, parents, tantra teachers, and relationship coaches.
Our mission is to help couples to reconnect to themselves, each other, and the divine, to live a fulfilling relationship and sexuality, and bring more love and consciousness into the world. In today's episode, I want to talk about the topic of boundaries and why boundaries are so important for deep connection to happen. And this topic is really, really important to us and very dear to my heart, as I've seen that in a lot of Tantra schools, boundaries are not clearly stated or respected and leave people feeling unsafe. For us, it's really, really important to create sensitivity for that topic, to create that safe space where vulnerability can take place, where people can open up, because it's so crucial for connection and especially also for sexuality. And if you think about it, how many times has somebody already crossed your boundaries? And how often have you perhaps even explicitly allowed it? And it already starts with very tiny little things in daily life, like sitting in a subway and somebody sitting next to you, where often for me, it's like a voice inside of me yells, "No, go away. I don't want that. I need my space." But then this voice is immediately numbed because there's the other voice saying, "Yeah, but it's not my place. I'm not allowed to take up so much space. After all, this is a public space. Come on, he doesn't do anything." And to not listen to that inner resistance or to my personal boundaries. Or perhaps you know that also in conversations when you have the feeling that the other person is just a tiny little bit too close to you, and then you back her away a little bit and the other person is coming back and you dance through the room in a way, but also not taking yourself too serious. You don't say anything, say, "Yeah, it's okay, no problem." Or this goes all the way to sexual encounters where perhaps you don't like the way you're touched, but don't say anything because you don't want to hurt the other person's feelings. Or when you feel pain during penetration, but are so frustrated with yourself that you tell your partner to just go ahead, it's fine, no problem. Or let it happen because you think it's just a part of relationship and that's something you should do. And those are the things in daily life where often we don't listen to our boundaries and we just let them be crossed by other people. But it also happens the other way around. And perhaps you can also think of situations where you have crossed the boundaries of another person and justify it in the way because the other could have also said something, right? This can be well-intentioned things like persuasion at a party. You're saying, "No, no, no, you don't go home yet. Come on, let's have a drink and you stay here and let's go dancing." And you tear the person back into the party, although he or she clearly states that she wants to go home and is tired and doesn't want that. Again, you don't respect the person's boundaries and cross them. Or if everything that is not a clear no is interpreted as a yes, up to an urge to have sex, like, "We haven't had sex for so long, you must feel it too, right? Don't you want it?" And like pushing the other person into something they obviously don't want. And I think there are endless examples that we regularly experience ourselves. Some of these are not serious, some of them are already in gray zone, and far too often these boundaries crossings lead to sexual abuse. And unfortunately, this also happens in many Tantra schools. And this is why it's so extremely important to us to raise the awareness about this issue and to carry out preventive work on all levels. Because for a consciously lived sexuality, it's essential to feel and communicate one's own needs and limits and to respect the limits of the others. As small children, we're usually still in very good contact with ourselves. When a person gets too close to our three-year-old daughter, or she gets touched in a way she does not like, she just runs away or she yells quite loud. It's very easy for her. She doesn't try to please anyone. She's not afraid of rejection. But on the other hand, she's also not offended or resentful afterwards either. She just yells and then everything is fine again. However, over time, most of us have learned to conform, to fulfill expectations, or to push our limits. I'm usually not a big fan of generic role cliches, but I still think that many boys, even today, are still raised in a way that they learn that they have to be strong, that they're not allowed to cry, and therefore, even as adults, they are not able to feel their emotions or the ones of others. They're struggling by a lack of empathy, and it's very hard for them to drop into vulnerability. Whereas girls are often raised in a way that they learn that they have to be sweet and kind and suppress their anger, which makes it for them really, really difficult later on to say no and set clear boundaries. And in my work with women, I notice this again and again, how incredibly difficult it is for many of us to say a very clear no. Most of the women try to cover it up by, I don't think so, or maybe I'll think about it. They smile, they apologize 1,000 times before saying no, and always like, look up in a way like, oh, please still love me. So I think there's such a deeply rooted fear of rejection because we learned that love is conditional and we are only loved when we fulfill other people's expectations. That's why it's so, so difficult for a lot of people, also men, to really say no and to care for ourselves and our own boundaries. And even if we are able to say no, it's still the other question, which is really difficult for a lot of people, is to feel, is this a yes or a no? To become aware of our own hints, of our own impulses, where we're insecure, is like, I'm not sure if I want that or not. And often then we do it and afterwards we're like, oh shit, this was not good. And now everything is contracted or now some kind of trust is broken. And we only notice it afterwards. So often it's really important also to get to know this language of your body, because usually the body is more reliable than our thoughts. We often think that we should fulfill any expectations or something, but when we really tune into our body, we notice the tiny contractions. Whenever we're insecure or we don't want something, the body contracts. And whenever it's a clear yes, usually the body expands and relaxes and really opens up. So this can be also very valuable practice to get to know the signs of your body, also in small decisions, also in daily life, to always notice how does my body react. Then this might also be helpful for interactions or sexuality with other people, to really notice how your body reacts, if you want that or not. And so that's the problem of saying no that a lot of people have, especially women. And on the other hand, we have people who are really, I know, as I said, I don't want to dig into those cliches, but I know a lot of men who are really convinced that they've done nothing wrong and who genuinely wonder why some women they've had sex with are suddenly don't want to have anything to do with them anymore, or are even spreading rumors that they've been forced to have sex or something like that. It's like, what? Where is this coming from? And at this point, I would like to take the perspective of these men. Because when you think about men who have learned from childhood to be strong and to suppress their feelings, men who are therefore not particularly empathic and do not recognize small gestures, hints, or nuances in body language. When these men meet women who can only express their inner no with a, I don't know exactly, and smile at the same time, it's clear that disaster is inevitable. And often these people say, well, she was a bit shy, but that's part of the game, right? And that's really, really dangerous. That's why I want to sensitize for that. A lot of people are not aware of it. A lot of people still think, well, when she doesn't want or when he doesn't want, he will say no, right? But that's not true. It's to really become aware that for a lot of people, saying no is really, really difficult. And on the other hand, to become aware that for some people, reading between the line and getting the hints is really, really difficult because we are both wounded, because we both had difficult upbringings. And there is a lot of work that has to be done. And I believe that both sides have to do the work, and we all have to go our way. And so for everyone whose limits are often crossed, no matter what level, whether man or woman, the task for you is to give yourself permission to say no, to feel worthy, to really stand up for yourself, to learn to feel and communicate your own needs and limits. If something doesn't feel right for you, you can say no. Even if you already said yes before, you're allowed to change your mind. This is so important for me, really, that you hear this message. You can always change your mind. You can always say no. You can always stand up for yourself. And if someone doesn't accept your no, get up and leave. Don't try to be nice. Don't try to care for the other person. Care for yourself. That is really, really important. And on the other hand, if you are somebody who has ever been accused of crossing boundaries, it's worth taking that seriously and questioning your own behavior. Even if you don't feel guilty about having done so, even you don't have a clue about what has happened, perhaps you might investigate a little bit deeper what might be the issue in that case. It's often about learning to really feel yourself and others, to perceive even subtly communicated boundaries and to act more carefully. And when in doubt, it's better to ask twice if it's really okay. Are you sure? Do you really want that? And also look at the body signs, what the body is saying of the person. Because sometimes, I know it from myself, I often really said, go on, it's okay, I'm fine, whereas my whole body tensed up. Because I was frustrated with my body, I wanted to cross that boundary, but my whole body was obviously speaking that no, penetration is not what I need right now. And therefore, really also tune into the body of the other person and to really see if this is the right thing to do right now. And if both parties are doing their work, then true connection can happen. Then there's a place for safety and trust and ultimately also freedom. Because when I don't longer have to worry about my partner crossing my boundaries, only then I can completely relax, let go, and surrender all my being during sex. And on the other hand, if I no longer have to be afraid to cross my partner's boundaries, then I can be braver myself, show my needs, and try new sex practices or live out fantasies, because I know that the other person will show me, or that I will feel it if something goes too far or the other person doesn't like it. So to summarize it, I'm really encouraging everybody who's listening to this episode to investigate and take an honest look at your own patterns. Are you somebody for whom it's really difficult to say no? Or are you somebody who has his difficulties to read between the lines and to get those subtleties, those nuances, those body language of other people? And once you know where your field of development lies, then really try to practice this in daily life. I mean, we have hundreds of encounters and possibilities every week, every day at work, with our friends, with our partner, with our family. To really, when you know it's hard for you to say no, practice this at home. Whenever you're trying to smile and say, say a clear no. And don't apologize afterwards. Just let it sink and see what kind of impact it has on the people around you. Of course, you can also go into discussions about it. You can make this a game. This can be fun. It doesn't have to be such a serious topic. But experiment with it, with different kinds of no's, different kinds of intensities and energy, how you're saying it, how you're connected with a person while you're saying it, and all of this. And the other way around, also try to read the subtle messages you're receiving from your partner, your family, or your friends, and always double check. Okay, at the moment, from your body language, I have the impression you don't want that. Is that right? Or get into those conversations to really train those muscles, and because this will be so, so valuable for all your relationships and make life so much easier and create more freedom and more connection. Thank you so much for listening to the episode today. If you liked it, make sure you share it with your partner or any friend you may think this is valuable for. If you want to dig deeper into Tantra and really experience the magic it can bring into your relationship, you can go to our website reconnectprem.com and download our 3 Tantra practices for deeper connection. You will also find the link in the show notes. And if you enjoy the podcast, we are super grateful if you subscribe to the show and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you so much. We wish you all the best, Melly and Damien. And always remember to reconnect to yourself, reconnect to your partner, reconnect to love.